We are going to talk about, yes, raising money, raising awareness, and free ice cream. Good morning.
Good morning. It's always a good thing to talk about on a Monday, right?
Oh, absolutely, especially when the weather is like this. So, and this is not just any ice cream. This is free cone day at Ben and Jerry's for the Alzheimer's Association.
It is. It is. So we are very pleased. This is, I believe, the third year that we are the Alzheimer's Association Connecticut chapter. We're the charity partner for Ben and Jerry's in West Hartford Center on South Main Street. And so we have a number of folks who are going to be scooping, all volunteers, including some celebrity scoopers. I know from here as well. I think Brian and Joey are going to be scooping. And we are collecting donations for the Alzheimer's Association. And it's just, it is a great event for people to come out, get information about Alzheimer's disease and our programs and resources, but also, you know, get a free cone and possibly make a donation if you're interested and learn about our events. It's a fantastic event.
I have to say, people automatically think, you know, they know about Alzheimer's because they hear it all the time. My mom, we lost her to Lewy body dementia. And that is almost like nothing else, like nothing like Alzheimer's or whatever, the regular dementia. Like, it has a whole other set of issues. And my sister and I did learn so very much. So if you think you know everything, or you have someone in your family who's just recently been diagnosed, boy, the Alzheimer's Association is going to be instrumental in getting you that information. And what do you feel is the best way for people to access those resources?
So the best way is our website or our helpline. So we have a 24/7 helpline, which people can call with any questions. And as you mentioned, Lewy body dementia, other dementias, it's not just Alzheimer's disease. And that's 800-272-3900. Or they can go on our website, which is alz.org/CT. We do a number of different free educational classes. We have a website that is rich with information. We run support groups, and we also provide free care consultations for folks who may be going through this with a loved one or perhaps themselves. So it's really important that people reach out. You don't want to be going through this alone. As you know, as you mentioned, if there's a lot of information people should know, and we want to be able to help families.
That's awesome, because it really is overwhelming. I remember my sister and I first getting the diagnosis and thinking, okay, well, you know, mom's going to end up forgetting us or forgetting the dog. She never did any of that. She remembered people from her childhood. Like, she never forgot that. It was the basics that, like, my mother was a bookkeeper her whole life. She couldn't add numbers. She forgot how to use a telephone. If it involved numbers, it was just like, forgot it. There was no way that she was going to be able to manage that. And so there's so very much to learn about all the different types. Now, the dementias all fall under Alzheimer's. Is that how it works?
That is a wonderful question. So dementia is, if you think about it, the umbrella term.
Oh, that's the umbrella.
Just like cancer is. And Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia, but there's Lewy body disease.
Yes.
There's vascular dementia. There's Huntington's disease. There's a number of different dementias. And we can, you know, clinicians can diagnose with high accuracy while someone is alive. And again, we want people that if they're having concerns about their memory, because it may not be Alzheimer's, it could be something else, particularly as we get older, there could be a medication interaction or something else going on. So if people have concerns about their memory, they really should reach out to their doctor.
And the test that, you know, they gave my mom was very simple. It was like, okay, I want you to remember these three words, you know, car, blue, computer. And I'm going to ask you about those in, you know, just a couple of minutes. And then they would go and ask her, you know, the date or add two and two or whatever. Then they go back to the three words. And so it was a very simple test. It's nothing that's truly invasive, but I just feel like the Alzheimer's Association, again, should be in everybody's life if they have a loved one in their lives that do have this just awful, awful disease, or any of the incarnations of it. And it really is important that caregivers access that, because my sister and I, again, there was so much information. We were so lucky that we had each other to kind of bounce things off of and talk to people. We had wonderful nurses in our life. So the work you do is amazing. And just to
thank you,
partner with Ben and Jerry's is such a great idea. Again, you're going to walk in and get a free cone, but again, make a donation to this organization because you're just above board. I can't say enough about you.
Thank you so much. And we really, you know, we've had tremendous support from the community the last several years doing this with them. And so we look forward, and I think the weather is actually going to be better tomorrow. I think a little colder, but definitely come out to the West Hartford Ben and Jerry's between 12 and 8. Everyone who's scooping is a volunteer with our organization, or we're having some local media celebrity scoopers as well. And we're really looking forward to a fantastic day. And again, anybody that would like to make a donation can do so. And the money goes to the Connecticut chapter of the Alzheimer's Association.
I hope that you tip your servers and then they take that money and put it in the jar for the Alzheimer's Association. That's how it works.
Yes.
Again, Ben and Jerry's West Hartford Center, 12 to 8. That's going on tomorrow, correct?
Yes. Free cone day, Ben and Jerry's. Come on out and support the Alzheimer's Association.
Absolutely a wonderful organization. Christy Koval, Director of Public Policy for the Alzheimer's Association Connecticut Chapter, thank you so much for joining me here at WTIC News Talk 1080.
Thank you for having me on this morning. I hope you have a good day.